Perfect.
Hey, Miles, how's it going?
Hey, it's going great, Bob. How's it going with you?
Not so great. I just got in. I had to go to Washington, D.C. last week here, and I just got back, and it was kind of a weird...
Did you come back with semen on your blue dress?
Hey, how'd you know about that?
I was told by informants that what happened.
No, but I'll tell you that the subway system there is amazingly clean.
Is that right?
Yeah, I only got to ride it once. They go out to dinner one night. And I was like, wow, this is like really clean and very well lit. Mm-hmm. It wasn't like anything, you know, like I've never been to New York or anything. And so I thought, you know, it'd be like that, like you see on TV,
mm-hmm.
like Welcome Back, Cotter or something. But no, it wasn't like that at all. I mean, there wasn't anybody standing around with mufflers on or flared bell-bottom jeans or...
Did you get panhandled?
No, I didn't, as a matter of fact. I was looking, because I know I talked to you privately,
yeah.
And you mentioned that, and I was kind of watching out so I could dodge people.
Yeah.
Because you know how I hate to get panhandled.
Right.
And no, I didn't get panhandled at all. Although, it was kind of, okay, like, we're working. I went out twice. One time we went out to dinner at an Irish pub called The Four Provinces.
Okay.
My boss had been there and wanted to go back because they had a beer called Harp. You familiar?
No, I don't really want to harp on it, but...
Well, anyway, they got a beer called Harp there.
Yeah.
And you know, he liked it real well. He's like, oh, we got to go over to the Four Provinces. All right. So we get on the subway, and it's about, three or four blocks to the metro and then three or four blocks off of there. So I was pretty much dead, you know, by the time we got there. And so, you know, he can get a beer, and we got bar food, essentially. It was really good, though. It was kind of good. And there was a young lady with her 21st birthday there that was kind of entertaining in and of itself with her friends because she was really wasted.
Oh,
totally
was
wasted.
Like table dancing
or... No, falling all over the place. And then the guy broke a table, and it collapsed, and all, like, condiments shot off of it, you know. So that was pretty funny.
First of all, you thought they were condiments.
Yeah, well... You know, the ketchup, mustard, and that kind of thing.
That would explain the stains on your dress.
Yeah, exactly. You know, they're all cross-dressing. You know how good I look in a blue dress from the Gap. And so we were in there. So another weird thing about this place was two other guys, my boss and another guy, he goes in to go to the bathroom, right?
Right.
He comes back out laughing. He's like, oh, you won't believe what's in the bathroom. And I go, well, you put quarters in it, you know. He's like, no, you got to go in there. So whenever I take a leak, I go in there. There's this toilet,
uh-huh.
Okay? First of all, they created a stall from stall doors, okay? So it's all doors.
Yeah.
Except for, you know, the corner.
Right.
And so, oddly enough, my boss went to go in there, and the one door was locked, and so he thought that somebody was in there, so he didn't go in there to look at it. So I go in there, and I figure out, oh, it's like made out of two doors and a corner, and one of the doors is locked, and one of the doors isn't.
Right.
So I peek in there. And it's like this miniature toilet for like a leprechaun or something, I guess, since it's an Irish pub. And it's like this little tiny toilet.
Right.
You know, I mean, if I sat on it, I'd probably get stuck in my ass.
It's a commode, right?
What's that?
It's a stool, right?
Yeah, yeah. It's not a urinal. It's like a, you know, a regular toilet you have in your house.
Right, okay.
So, yeah, like if I sat down, you know, I'm kind of big, I'd get stuck in my ass, right?
Right.
Like toilet paper. I'd come walking out and they'd be like, hey, excuse me, sir, but you got our commode stuck in the crack of your ass.
Right.
So, but the other thing was, there was no lid for it. It was duct tape.
Oh, God.
So there's this little duct tape commode in there.
Oh.
It was hilarious. It was a little leprechaun. Dancing around. Oh! Take a big order. I gotta take a dump.
How'd you like being in charge of cleaning that? Wow.
Yeah.
Oh.
Do I gotta peel this tape off?
Oh.
But you know, it's the holiday season, and so I was gonna do some shopping out in Washington, D.C., but I didn't get a chance. I heard that you got some shopping done.
Yes, I took my wife Daisy Piles and little Miles Jr., my other boy, down to the Lewis Joliet Mall in Joliet.
What was your other boy's name?
I haven't thought of a net name for him yet.
How about Tonto?
Tonto?
Yeah.
Okay. Miles Jr. and Tonto. So
yeah.
I brought,
sounds good.
We took the family truckster over there.
Yeah.
And it was fairly crowded.
Of
and
course.
We're finding, we're just getting a few gifts, okay?
You're getting a what?
We're just getting a few gifts.
Okay? Oh, okay.
And so we had to get this gift for a guy we don't know very well, so...
Will this be your father?
No, I know my father real well.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
Unfortunately, I know him well, too, so...
That's true. So, sometimes in the malls, they put, like, these little booths, like, right in the middle of the walkways.
Like the Sunglass Hut.
Yeah, kind of like that, right? So there's, like, a cheese and sausage.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Hickory Farms every year, right?
Yeah, it was something. It was kind of a knockoff of Hickory Farms. I don't think it was Hickory Farms. But I'm like, well,
Peanut Log.
Pardon me?
Peanut Log.
Peanut Log? Oh, Peanut Log. Yes, yes.
Peanut Log.
Yes, yes. It was something like that. So I'm like, well, let's just get them that. You know, that's, you know, what, $10?
That's cheap and nobody likes it.
Yeah, right, you know.
Since we don't know them, who cares?
Yeah, I don't know the guy anyway, so who cares, right? So
yeah.
We find something in the price range. I'm like, okay. So I go to checkout, and there's this, you know, fairly hot-looking check, you know?
They usually do that for those stores so they can try to, like, because, I mean, nobody buys that stuff.
I know.
If any guy is walking in the mall, he thinks, if I only have to pay $10 for a chance to talk to that woman.
You know, like this young Heather Locklear-looking chick, you know?
That'll give you masturbation fodder for months.
Oh, yeah. That's what I'm thinking. But I go to checkout, right?
Right.
And I noticed there's this huge, obese son of a bitch standing right behind her. Weighs about 400 pounds, right?
Okay. Is
and
that
a... kind of like coaching her, you know, how to run a credit card and all this.
Okay.
And she's like, oh, okay, all right.
So is he going to show up in any of your fantasies?
No, no, not anymore. But now get this. He has positioned himself in a chair, like, right behind her.
Oh, so he's staring at her ass?
Yeah, so he's, like, almost, like, face level with her ass.
Okay.
This hot-looking chick. His chair is not more than about 6 inches from this girl's butt.
Okay.
I'm like, this guy is a loser, but yet has, like, the greatest job, right?
Yeah.
I'm like, how could me and you get a job like this? Never. Would never happen, right? Never. I'm like, what? You know, the guy... You know, his family's like, you know, hey, you know, Dave, you know, why don't you get a better paying job? He's like, Mom, no, don't make me quit. Don't make me quit, please. Right?
Right.
I'm like, that lucky son of a bitch, you know?
So did you talk to him?
No, I wasn't going to talk to him.
Why not? You could say, how'd you get this job? I mean, look.
No, I figured he had a lot of stuff in his mind. You can think of all the sick fantasies going through this guy's mind. He's got a sausage shop, and he's telling this girl, go put away the sausage.
That's probably why he was sitting down. He probably hasn't stood up the whole time.
I guess so. I'm thinking he's afraid to stand up. You know what I mean? He's got a little pup tent
going there.
He's
got a chubby.
I couldn't believe it. I'm like, jeez. I mean, one false move by this girl, and dude, she's going to have some problems.
He wasn't sitting there going, oh, sit on Santa's lap.
Oh, he could have. He easily could have had she backed up just about one or two steps.
Yeah, I'm sure she was real thrilled about the whole thing.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know. This girl must be ready to put a gun in her mouth or something. I don't see how she can handle it, having this creepy guy, like, you know, just inches away from her ass. But
did he have, like, a mirror between his knees?
Oh, I don't know.
Was he tilting it, you know, trying to look up? Was she wearing a skirt or anything?
I think she's wearing some tight black pants.
Oh, there you go.
But, yeah, I was like, oh.
Was she wearing underwear?
I don't know.
Oh, okay. Well, you should ask that guy. He probably could have told you.
The guy probably, because, I mean, his face was ass level with her ass cheeks. He did it real well.
His face was ass level with her ass cheeks. What the hell kind of statement is that?
I don't know. I was trying to tell my wife this, and she wasn't really into it like I was. But
So did you get him, like, a sausage, and then when you took it to the counter, you know, be real suggestive with it? Well, you know, I was thinking about getting the larger sausage, but I thought, you know, this is probably pretty good. What do you think? Oh, I don't think the size of the sausage matters. Well, there you go.